my favorite names, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They're good names. I think the writer of the book, the prophet Daniel, liked them too because he repeats them over and over and over. But they simply believed already then what Jesus says in the gospel. The truth sets us free. The truth sets us free. So they simply said, I'm not going to worship this golden statue. It's not true. So I'm sure they were even encouraged. People said, just put a little incense there and be done with it. God will understand. God doesn't expect you to die for him. Well, actually, he does. That we are to die for the truth. Because we don't die. I mean, that's the truth of it. They can kill our bodies, but we're going to get them back, resurrected. That if we would just simply strive to live the truth, it really is a lot less complicated than trying to twist it this way and that way and talk around it. To just live the truth and to really experience the freedom that we get, that is ours, by just living the truth. Then we can truly be free. It's amazing, huh? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are thrown into the fiery hot furnace. But who's the one all angry and all worked up and all livid? It's Nebuchadnezzar. He's the one who seems to be throwing himself into the fiery hot furnace. And they're not hot at all. They're not mad. They just say, well, if God's going to save us from it, he will. If not, then we'll be burned up. But either way, doesn't matter, because this statue is not the true God. It's not true. So we're going to die for the truth. May we all be as willing to die for what is true.